episode 39, Tented Concrete Sealer for Fast, Easy, Affordable Floor Renovation. You're listening to Direct Colors Podcast, episode 39, DCI Tented Concrete Sealer for Fast, Easy, Affordable Floor Renovation. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for joining us. We're excited to be joined today by local contractor Kat Palmer with TCB Construction in McLeod, Oklahoma. Kat's specialty is giving second life to damaged, distressed, and downright ugly concrete floors. We frequently feature her projects on our Facebook page and website. She's here to tell us about the product she uses and the magic touch she brings to her work. Let's hear from her and how she gets that job done. Welcome to the podcast, Kat.
Hi, Shauna. Thanks for the opportunity, and I'm honored to be here to speak to you today.
Tell us a bit about yourself and your company, TCB Construction.
To ponder back on when I started in the profession of decorative concrete, I actually was in the beauty industry, transferred over to decorative concrete by happenstance. The knowledge I learned from being in the beauty industry with chemicals helped me exceed with decorative concrete and the chemical applications that are necessary for these products used in decorative concrete. So in the beginning, I was just working with decorative concrete. However, through the years and the growth and expansion of the company, hence came the name TCB Construction.
Fantastic. That's great. So, Kat, you're known for taking on troubled concrete floors and turning them around. Tell us a little bit about how you do that. Don't divulge your trade secrets. Tell us a little bit more.
Years of practice. But I do have a special eye for turning troubled concrete floors around. I'm not afraid to accept the challenge. It's actually something that drives me in this profession. To see a troubled floor that I know with certain steps and precaution that I have the ability to turn that floor into something beautiful and gorgeous. I know there's a lot of questioning regarding decorative concrete and troubled floors because of not proper applications. With each opportunity that's, you know, put before me with these troubled floors, I like to take on those opportunities because I want to see more people wanting to install decorative concrete because they're seeing more floors out there that are beautiful in the end result.
Many of the people who listen to our podcasts are, in fact, DIYers, homeowners, small business owners, and often they do have difficult floors or patio remodeling projects to deal with. So what recommendations would you give them to get the best possible results with their projects?
Everyone has a dream picture. They go on the web, they search, they're interested in decorative concrete, they spot a picture that they like, they want to try and achieve that. My best advice to them, because no two floors are ever the same, no matter, I mean, there's going to be some difference between each floor. My advice is to go simple and follow these steps exactly to the T. Do not omit any of the steps from prepping to the final seal. Just go simple and follow the steps precisely. Always test the concrete slab before even deciding what product to use.
Right. You mentioned surface prep. Could you go into a little more detail about surface prep? I know it's probably the most important step in this process.
Absolutely. Surface prep is absolutely the number one step in the process of application of decorative concrete. Through my many years of experience, it's been easy for myself to go to a slab of concrete and know what it takes to prep that floor and prepare it for the necessary steps to achieve those beautiful floors. The problem that I've heard just through my experience is people just don't understand how important it is that this step cannot be omitted. It is the dirtiest of all the steps. It is the hardest of all the steps. It is the most time-consuming of all the steps. But if done correctly and accurately, precisely, not omitting this step, the outcome should be fabulous.
We tell them the same thing. I hope they'll take your word and follow that very carefully.
Hope so.
All right. So you have, as I mentioned in the opening of our podcast, we have a number of your projects featured on our website. So what are your favorite Direct Colors products to work with?
To think back on my first job, I was introduced to Custom Tenant Sealer. To this day, Custom Tenant Sealer has to be by far my favorite product. It comes in an array of colors. You can custom blend it pretty much with any decor. People's dream pictures, it's easy to, you know, come very close and near to achieving any dream picture with tenant colored sealer. It's a great base coat for any concrete substrate before applying possibly any other color, any more other color. It just gives you many opportunities to achieve many different looks with array of colors. I just love tenant colored sealer.
So recently you sent us a project where you used the Cafe Royale tinted concrete sealer and the Aztec Brown concrete dye on top of that. Can you talk to the listeners a little bit about using concrete dye on top of the tinted sealer, what it looks like, why you chose to do it, so that they can better understand its purpose?
So this is just an advancement to my skill. Starting off with the tenant sealer as my base and then going in and adding the dye, it just adds some depth.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate that, and I'm sure listeners will too. So finally, you know, there aren't a lot of women working professionally in decorative concrete contracting. So what words of wisdom would you offer to women considering working as a contractor for a living?
Good one.
That's a tough question.
I'm thankful, you know, in all the years that if I do hear about another woman contractor coming into the business, I'm all for it. And I'm willing to even back that support with my knowledge just to see her successful in this industry. It is a man-dominant industry still to this day. My advice is just be confident in your knowledge and skill. I think women make better decorative concrete artisans because they are more in tune to the necessary prepping steps and how valuable these steps are to the outcome of a project. Not that they make better cleaners, but they are more in tune to, you know, this very valuable step and how precise they need to be with cleaning the floor before adding more products. Be prepared to take a chance in this industry. You know, hold your head high, hands on your hips, and know that if you are a decorative concrete artisan and you're a woman, then it's this gift that you've been given. Because it does take a special eye to be able to call yourself a decorative concrete artisan and be able to achieve these outcomes, these beautiful floors used by these colors. They also can reach out to me for support. I know they can reach out to Direct Colors. Direct Colors has been a big part of my success to this day, even after, you know, all these years of working with decorative concrete products. Direct Colors has been there for me to not hesitate to call for any advice or questioning or concern with any floor. After 15 years, I think my knowledge has reached a master artisan in this profession. However, it is just as challenging today as it was with my first job 15 years ago. I still get those butterflies. I still get the gut wrench until that final sealer is down. And I know it's completed. It happens. That's what I recommend and my advice to any women out there looking into.
So over the last 15 years, would you say there are more women in your industry today than there were when you started?
I still think I'm one and only. I don't really get out there and hear what my competition is and what, you know, who the contractors are. So I'm not really sure to that. I would be interested in knowing, and if there are any out there, I would love to meet them.
Well, you heard it first from her. So if you're a female decorative concrete contractor or professional, get on Facebook and find TCB Construction there and have a quick chat with Kat. She'd love to hear from you. All right, many thanks to Kat Palmer with TCB Construction for joining us today. I hope you'll be inspired to try our tinted concrete sealer and DCI concrete dye for your next flooring project. And if you're so inclined, maybe even consider decorative concrete as your next career.
Direct Colors DIY Home Improvement Podcasts are produced twice monthly for your enjoyment, and show notes can be found at directcolors.com/listen. Feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed. You can also follow us on Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, and Instagram. I'm Tyler Thompson, and thanks again for joining us.